There's an old song by Michael Franks that makes me smile every time I hear it on the radio. It's called, I'd Rather Be Happy Than Right. This is Tony Agnese. Years ago, I was talking to a friend about his marital problems. He just couldn't get past the feeling that he was right and his wife was wrong in a variety of problem areas. I asked him this simple question. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Well, both, he answered. Well, that would be ideal, but people have different points of view. What is right to you may not be right to her, I offered. The question of happy or right is one that I have struggled with myself in the past. I found that when confronted with a problem, an argument, or a disagreement, if I ask the question, often I'll choose to bite my tongue and opt for happy. What do you have to gain from being right, besides a temporary ego boost? Shouldn't I be thinking about long-term? Isn't that what relationships are about? In the self-justification world, the most dangerous word we can use is but. I agree, but you said, you're right, but you're a jerk. I could forgive you, but it's happened too many times. If we can let go of this righteous indignation, forget the buts, then we have an opportunity to find happiness. You will not be punished for your anger, Buddha says. You will be punished by your anger. Today, our culture is fixated on right and wrong. Everything is black and white, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, pro-life or pro-aborts, gay marriage or traditional marriage. There seems to be no place for middle ground compromise, or even a recognition that not everyone can be right. There's no discussion, no one can make a point, and no one ever changes their mind. I'm not saying that we have to give up or compromise our positions on any issues, but we have to realize that not everyone thinks alike. We judge people and often reject them before we've had a chance to hear their opinion. When it comes to choosing between right and happy, from now on, I choose happy. This is Tony Agnese.